You've reached the right place. A destination called Seoul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music.
Hi, this is Bernadette Cooper from the group Climax, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of music. And slap me, because I know I'm looking good.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Giving you some classic soul from 1966 from Lee Williams and the Cymbals. And, you know, this group came from Harlem, New York. And they were discovered singing in the backyard of a brownstone on 127th Street in Harlem, where they live, when Joe Evans, the owner of Carnival Records, heard them practicing as he walked by. Now, Carnival Records was a tiny operation in Newark, New Jersey, and it had three employees, with Evans being one of them. And at the time of the discovery, Joe Evans was in Harlem on a promotional mission for his label, and he was excited by hearing the guys, and he persuaded the landlady to let him in so he could see who was singing. And Joe Evans conducted an audition for the singers, and the guys gave it their all. And he signed Lee Williams and the Cymbals. And this song, of which you just heard, I Love You More, which is a popular song that was popular in Baltimore, Washington, Cleveland, Philadelphia, and Chicago. It was so popular in Chicago, the group did a stint at the city's Regal Theater, but the song barely missed entering the Billboard R&B Top 40, stalling at number 41 in 1967, and it would be the group's biggest record ever. But they had a follow-up single called Peeping Through the Window, which was another composition that was written for them. And that song was popular also, but it didn't do as well. But it was the second most popular song as well. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. This is Professor T Love coming at you once again, giving you some classic soul and new R&B, baby. Coming up next, bring you a classic soul joint from 1965 from the legendary one and only from Washington, D.C., Mr. Billy Stewart, talking about Sitting in the Park, Waiting for You. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. If you ever gonna show up, I don't know if you're gonna show. My darling, I got to go, but nevertheless, I said you gotta be waiting, sitting. The fence, wondering if I have any sense. Something tells me I'm a fool to let you treat me so cruel, but nevertheless I say again, you gotta be waiting, sitting. The fence, wondering if I have any sense. Something tells me I'm a fool, let you treat me so cruel. Nevertheless, I said, you gotta be waiting, sitting. Long.
you hear some of that classic doo-wop in that song from Mr. Billy Stewart, William Larry Stewart II, who was born March 24th, 1937, and he died January 17th, 1970. He was an American rhythm and blues singer and pianist who was popular during the 60s. And, you know, Billy Stewart, you know, he used to sing in this group called the Rainbows, which was a D.C. area vocal group led by future soul star Don Covey and another stellar singer that came out of this group, which he knew was Marvin Gaye. You know, Marvin Gaye was from Washington, D.C., and, you know, Bo Diddley was responsible and has been credited with discovering Billy Stewart playing piano in Washington, D.C. in 1956 and inviting him to be a backup musician. And by 1955, on Diddley's label, Chess Records, of which Billy Stewart had become a singer on that label, Diddley played guitar on Stewart's 1956 recording of Billy's Blues, and it was very popular in Los Angeles, which reached sales of top 25 in a Variety magazine, you know. But back in Chess in the early 60s, Billy Stewart began working with A&R man Billy Davis, and he recorded a song called Fat Boy, and then had additional success with his recordings of You Gotta Reap What You Sow and Strange Feeling, both making the Billboard Hot 100 and the top 30 in the R&B charts. But what you just heard, Sitting in the Park, in 1965, he had back-to-back hits. In fact, he first, which he wrote, I Do Love You, which was number 6 R&B and number 26 pop. And it featured his brother, Johnny Stewart, as one of the backing vocalists with his partner, James English. And Sitting in the Park, of which you just heard, was number 4 R&B and number 24 pop. You know, Billy Stewart is known for his improvisational technique of doubling up, scatting his words, and trilling his lips, which made his style very unique and still unique till this day. And we celebrate the legendary Mr. Billy Stewart right here on A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we got a, I call it a lost soul, northern soul hit from Jack Montgomery talking about Dearly Beloved. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, my name is Andy Stokes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music.
To let you know things ain't getting no better. If you find somebody new, then there's nothing I can do. But if you're playing a hurting game, sometimes things can be, though the hearts were the same. But now I see the light, and I'm sorry if I hurt you. See the tears in my eyes, they're proof that I still love you. Yeah.
Mr. Jack Montgomery, born Marvin Tyrone Jones, is one of the finest singers ever to emerge from Detroit, Michigan. If you listen to him, and I don't know, I might be incorrect, but there is a similarity between Jack Montgomery's voice and Edwin Starr. There's some similarities there, and I think from what I understand, Edwin Starr admired Jack Montgomery, and you know, this song, which was on the Scepter Records label, Dearest Beloved, made Jack Montgomery a Northern soul legend. It was written by, I believe, Don Mancha. No relation to Steve Mancha, correction, whose real name is Clyde Wilson. But it was written by Don Mancha, and there is, the song. There's two different titles, Dearest Beloved and My Dearest Beloved, depending on the pressing. So if you got either one of those records, that's a collector's item, you know, and it was made him a Northern Soul legend. And then on California's Review Records, which was the home for Jack Montgomery's third release, Baby Baby, Don't Take a Chance, but it was like his previous two songs, like Dearly Beloved, didn't go anywhere. But we celebrate Jack Montgomery, also known as Marvin Jones, right here on A Bowl of Soul. And I believe that Jack Montgomery had a heavy influence on Edwin Starr's sound. And this is A Bowl of Soul, playing those lost souls jams. Coming up next, we got another classic lost soul jam written by Curtis Mayfield, who produced this girl group called The Fascinations, talking about I Can't Stay Away From You. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stool of soul music. Yeah.
You don't love me, and there may be someone else. And as I sit alone here at home, knowing what I should do, I find I can't stay away from you. I can't stay away from you. Why do I have tears in my eyes? And as you ask,
giving you some classic soul from the Fascinations. Talking about I Can't Stay Away From You. And you know what's interesting about the Fascinations from 1960 to 1963? The group was formed in 1960 by Shirley Lawson and Martha Reeves of Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, who originally planned on calling their group the Say Brettes. Sisters Joni and Bernadine Boswell joined the group through an audition process. Fern Bledsoe joined the group right around the time they changed their name to the Fascinations. But before the group got its chance at recording, in late 1960, the founding member, Martha Reeves, left over disagreements with the other members. Reeves went on to rejoin her previous group, the Delphi's, and this group signed to the Motown Records label and later became Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Bernadette Boswell would be the Fascinations' lead singer from this point on, and this is A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, going to give you some classic soul from Melvin Bliss. This song was very popular in hip-hop in terms of a breakbeat record. We celebrate hip-hop and we celebrate using R&B in hip-hop right here on A Bowl of Soul.
The sun used to shine on my street, on my street. The moon was visible at all times. Yeah. Light bulb substituting my moonlight. Rays of the sun replaced my has taken over this land. There's no one to blame but man. Yeah. If we'd only give in to defeat, face reality, we can't even walk the street. Off to the moon, I can't afford a honeymoon, no. The hustlers say we're hustling backward. No,
giving it to you. I don't know if this man thought that this song was going to be sampled so many times. That beginning breakbeat is a classic breakbeat that you will hear in a lot of records. The first time I heard that beat was Ultramagnetic MCs. It's the Ultra. And this song by Melvin Bliss, also known as Melvin McClellan. He was born June 1st, 1945, and he died July 26, 2010. He was a rhythm and blues singer known for this 1973 song, Reward/Synthetic Substitution, which was Synthetic Substitution was the B-side, which was heavily sampled in at least 94 hip-hop songs, such as Real Niggas Don't Die and Always Into Something by N.W.A., OG Original Gangsta by Ice-T, OPP Naughty by Nature, and more recently, My Life by 50 Cent, Eminem, and Adam Levine. And Mr. McClellan, Melvin Bliss, was born in Chicago, Illinois, and, you know, this song became one of the most sampled songs of all time. And from what I understand, in 2011, there was a documentary about Melvin Bliss called Synthetic Substitution, The Life Story of Melvin Bliss, and it was released by Peripheral Enterprises, and it was produced by Earl Holder. And we celebrate Melvin Bliss, which this is a one-hit wonder, but this song was one of the most sample breakbeats in the beginning of this song of all time in hip-hop. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
He's the one you need, but when you're down and out,
1977, Nobody But Jesus off the album First Lady, celebrating Shirley Ann Caesar Williams, known as Shirley Caesar. You know, she was born October 13th, 1938 in Durham, North Carolina, and she is an American gospel music singer, and her career has spanned 7 decades. She's a multi-award winning artist, 12 Grammy Awards, along with Dove Awards and Stellar Awards, and she is credited and known as the First Lady of Gospel Music, the Queen of Gospel Music. And you know, we know Shirley Caesar, right? From back in the days, you know, singing with the gospel caravans with Albertina Walker. We celebrate Miss Shirley Caesar talking about Nobody But Jesus right here on A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, going to give you some funk from the JBs talking about the grunt. Woo! And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jive York. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Terry Ferguson.
Thank you.
had to give it to you. The Grunt. Woo! Is a funk instrumental recorded in 1970 by James Brown's band, the JBs. The Grunt, Part 1 and Part 2, was released as a single on King Records. It was one of only two instrumental singles recorded by the original JB's lineup with Bootsy Collins and Catfish Collins. And you know, you've heard a lot of parts of this song recorded in hip-hop, especially with Public Enemy, right? A lot of hip-hop producers love using this. Eric B. and Rakim, Public Enemy, It Takes a Nation of Millions, To Hold Us Back, Two Live Crew, Jungle Brothers, Compton's Most Wanted, Ultramagnetic MCs, Wu-Tang Clan, Pete Rock and CL Smooth, The Black Eyed Peas, and Joe Public. And the members of the JBs were Clayton, Chicken, Gunnels, Trumpet, Daryl Hassan, Jameson, Trumpet, Robert McCullough, Tenor Sax, Bobby Bird, woo, piano, Phelps, Catfish Collins, guitar, William Bootsy Collins, bass, Frank Waddy, drums. And that was the lineup of the JBs giving you some funk right here on A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, one of the famous early hip-hop pioneers, Mr. Fab Five Freddy, talking about Down by Law. This is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Miss Kelly. You're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Professor T. Love.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Who's that girl? 'Cause I'm down by law. It's the real deal. I'm down by law.
Graffiti, Brooklyn graffiti-based artist, Fab Five Freddy, who was quoted in Blondie's record. You know what I'm saying? This guy was able to merge hip-hop, with the downtown Manhattan punk rock art scene. This guy is one of the pioneers of graffiti, the whole hip-hop genre in terms of style, music, art. Fab Five Freddy was at the heart of it and at the beginning of it. And we celebrate Fab Five Freddy right here on A Bowl of Soul. And this came off to the soundtrack of Wild Style. You know what I'm saying? Fab Five Freddy was there with Afrika Bambaataa, Kool Herc. You understand what I'm saying? You know, the Rocksteady Crew, you name it. This man was the pioneer of hip-hop. You know, this brother, we owe homage to him because he was able to take something that was street style and make it popular and mainstream. And you got to give your daps to the pioneers of hip-hop, like him, Afrika Bambaataa, Kool Herc, who was taking R&B records, finding breakbeats, mixing funk, soul, gospel, you name it, to create hip-hop, an original black music form. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, I'm going to play something, another classic, had a nice breakbeat. This group, Seventh Wonder, was discovered by one of the members of the Commodores. Talking about Something Beautiful. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi there. This is Kathy Cousins. If you want to listen to classic soul and independent R&B music, you've reached the right place. A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening.
Remember the first time.
giving you some classic funk from Seventh Wonder from 1979. And off of this album was another hip-hop sample, Daisy Lady, which has been sampled numerous times. But this album was a fly funk album. And this album I'm seeing is worth like $40. But this single, I love this song, Something Beautiful. And I love that breakbeat. And this is A Bowl of Soul celebrating Seventh Wonder off of the album, right? Love this. Love this. Climbing Higher was the album. Coming up next, got some new music from Miss Kanya Doss talking about Not Trading You. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Look at you, look at us. So much in common, so much we've been building on. More than we were even conscious of when we first met. It's only natural. Sometimes we'll be at odds, sometimes we'll contradict. Nothing we can fix if we don't forget, if we don't forget. Cause it's complicated and at times irritating. Never mind, we're dedicated to whatever we gon' make it through. Never gon' stop loving you and the way that you love me too. I'm not trading you.
Stars fall from the sky, I'll be right here by your side.
I ain't trading you, babe. I ain't trading you for nothing, no. Something that I said, well, it's something that I did to you to cause this friction. Wasn't my intention, but now I'm on a mission. Listen, life's too short and we only get one, so every single day live it like it's golden. Live it like it's golden. See, all we got in this world is love, baby. You what I want, baby. You what I want. Even
stars fall from the sky. I'll be right here by your side. Ain't trading you for nothing.
Ain't trading.
Ain't
you.
Trading.
Show them how to do it. Turn it around and get through this. Cause we gonna make it, we gonna make it, we gonna make it, we gonna make it, we gonna make it.
Stars fall from the sky. I'll be right here by your side. Ain't trading you.
I ain't trading you.
Ain't trading you.
I ain't trading you. No.
From Kanya Doss, who is a Soul Tracks Reader's Choice Award winner and always a favorite. You know, I always love Kanya Doss. I love all of her material. Make sure you support Kanye Das, Not Trading You. She always puts out some really stellar music. And, you know, make sure you go to her website, Kanye Doss, KonyaDoss.com, and celebrate this sister. This is off of the album called Clear. Coming up next, and we're going to leave you with this, from Bernadette Cooper from the group Climax, talking about Believe in Us. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Everybody,
get up.
Oh, somebody, Bernadette Cooper. I need to find somebody to love. From Greece to the west side, we should be together.
You got to believe in something.
So I walked into the room, looking good as usual, with no expectations to stun on everybody. But I saw Mr. Right tonight, and you know I love myself.
Everybody needs love.
So I strolled over to him and said,
why not believe in us?
I said, let's toast to us, because we could easily have the best of both worlds. You know why, Poppy? Because you are and I am. And when everybody knows
we're the perfect combination.
And you know that I'm deep. Destiny is calling, stop playing with me. Come here. We should be together.
We should be together. Giving each other pleasure.
If you wanna go up, I'll hold you down.
If you need love, I'll be around.
Yeah. Together, baby, we can have the stars.
So why not believe in us?
Are you mesmerized? Can you see the future in
it's
my eyes?
It's not a mystery to a better life.
That's the look up I want. There's no need for match.com. So I batted my false eyelashes to disguise my hot flashes. Cause my emotions are like lotion, and I'm
dripping in a love ocean. We should be together, giving each other pleasure.
If you wanna go up, I'll hold you down.
If you need love, I'll be around.
We could be the most sexy celebrated couple.
So why not believe in us?
And slither into an Uber X.
Ooh.
What's next? And Wonder Woman is the grand diva entered the building. And after we spent some time together, the woman was chill just right. And girl, I spent the night.
Mm-hmm.
definitely support Bernadette Cooper's new single, Believe in Us, on Yoruba Soul Records. Make sure you look up Yoruba, Y-O-R-U-B-A, soul.bandcamp.com. Make sure you support this single. This single is funky. I love it. And there's an instrumental version to this song. And I hope you enjoyed this segment of A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Make sure you follow me on Facebook. Just look for A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Make sure you hit me up on Gmail at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. Definitely check out my podcast on www.abowlofsoul.com, where you can download some classic soul and new R&B shows. Take some soul to go right on your mobile phone right here, A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you tune in to A Bowl of Soul on the Surrey Hills Soul Train Network in the UK. Want to give a shout out to Mr. Nigel Thomas, and I want to thank him for having me on the Surrey Hills Soul Train, baby, where you get some classic soul and new R&B from A Bowl of Soul, but also some other serious on the get down DJs that play smooth jazz, gospel, classic soul, hip hop, house, you name it. It's on the Surrey Hills Soul Train. And make sure you tune in at 6 p.m. every Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific, on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. Definitely you want to tune in then and check out A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And definitely, you know, support your R&B artists. Support Miss Kanya Das, Not Trading You, which to me is another stellar classic single that she has. And also Miss Bernadette Cooper, Believe in Us. Make sure you follow me on Instagram. I'm at Professor, P-R-O-F, T-Love. Also, follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. And make sure you support A Bowl of Soul. You can support A Bowl of Soul and support independent media by going to Patreon, patreon.com/A Bowl of Soul. We would love your support, and we would love to continue giving you more classic content, history, and soul. Definitely. And if you're interested also in supporting A Bowl of Soul in terms of buying a t-shirt as well, you definitely can look me up and look for link tr.ee, A Bowl of Soul. And there you can go and you can purchase A Bowl of Soul t-shirts. So go to link, linktr.ee/ A Bowl of Soul, and you can purchase A Bowl of Soul t-shirts as well. We love you out there. Definitely make sure you look out for one another. Make sure that you're wearing your mask, because it's very important. This is how we're going to control what's going on with COVID and reduce transmission as well. It's very important, you know, because this thing is serious. It's not going away. And you need to understand that it's really not going away just soon, until we decide to change our habits. And just one last thing. Coming up Saturday, August 22nd, 2020, since I'm talking about COVID, Women of Color, COVID-19, The Healing. It will be a virtual webinar on medical aftercare treatment and coronavirus, a discussion with COVID-19 survivors and medical providers. Make sure you check this out. So on Saturday, August 22nd, 2020, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., this will be on Zoom. And definitely, it is being presented by Harlem Yes. And if you're interested in more information, Just look up Women of Color, COVID-19, The Healing. And this is the end of A Bowl of Soul. God bless you. Have a great weekend. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.